Hello, it's 20 past 12. I am on my way to pick up the Jaldster. The sun is shining. Got the top down. Getting a bit of current bun on my face. And life's pretty good. I wanted to talk about, very briefly, and for those of you concerned, yes, it is hands-free. No, I'm not driving with a phone stuck to my ear hole or anything like that. But I wanted to share, discuss very briefly a view around live casting. I was speaking with one of my online friends, about a thing called live casting. She was saying about how people had referred to her as a live caster. And, you know, if I looked at what she was saying, you know, she does the daily photo mugshot thing. She does a bit of 12 seconds. She does a bit of Seismic. She does a bit of Twitter and various other things, podcasts, etc., etc. But, you know, that isn't live casting, is it? You know, it's however much of that she does, you can't call that the complete aspect of a person's life, you know, in terms of what we share. Yeah, I mean, I share lots of shit online about me and who I am and what inspires me and what doesn't, etc., etc. But that, again, doesn't make me a life caster. Sure, if I had a camera stuck to my head and everyone could see what I saw and had multiple views of me, then that perhaps that could well be classed as that. But it's clearly not that. And, you know, lots of people's lives in many senses are very boring. I mean, I don't know if you ever watched Big Brother, but, you know, that was a case in point whereby if you ever watched it live, people just sat around doing fuck all and talking about stuff that was either humdrum or boring. And these were superstars. So, yeah, it's certainly not life casting. At least that's my interpretation. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
How you doing, darling? So, on that note, I better go because Amber's just getting into the car, looking very happy. Bless her. On that note, adios. Bye. That's your bro.